She drives a blue Suburban, of course, and goes by the name Mary Wagner. Eyebrows bobbed around the room. This was the stuff coincidence was made of, but it wouldn't have shocked me to know that our killer, with her penchant for public attention, was actually using her own first name. She's a virtual Jane Doe, Snyder went on. No driver's license here or in any state for that matter. The plates on the car are California, but guess what? They're stolen, someone muttered from the rear. They're stolen, said Snyder, and they don't track. She probably got them off an abandoned car somewhere. And then lastly, there's her address. Mammoth Avenue in Van Nuys. It's only about 10 blocks from that cyber cafe where the one aborted email was found. What else do we know about the woman herself? Van Allsburg asked Snyder. Any surveillance on her? An agent in front tapped some keys on a laptop, and a slide came up on the conference room screen. It showed a tall, middle-aged white woman from a vantage point across a parking lot. She wore what looked like a pink maid's uniform. Her body was neither thin nor fat. The uniform fit, but still looked too small for her mannish frame. I put her age at about 45. This is from earlier this morning, Fred said. She works in housekeeping at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Hang on. Housekeeping? Did you say housekeeping? Several heads turned to where Agent Page was sitting perched on the window ledge. What about it? Van Allsburg asked. I don't know. Maybe this sounds crazy. Go ahead. Actually, it was something in Dr. Cross's report, Page said. At the hotel where Susie Cartulis and Brian Conver were found,